Bonjour.
Indigenous cars, Christina James, Indunjabag Getchi Onegaming.
And Indigenous cars, Jack, Indunjabag Getchi Onegaming. Welcome to the Oski Ogamog Charter School Weekly Update.
We will begin with our school update with the K through 1 class, where students are working on the skills they made, pots of gold that focus on the title, who's more worth more to you than a pot of gold. They did a great job on this project. The leprechaun made a visit to the class on Tuesday last week and shrunk the hats the class made into leprechaun sizes.
In second and third grade, the science fair is coming up, and Miss Nikki and her class continue to work hard on fine-tuning their project. In reading, they are working on visualizing as well as descriptive and figurative language. And lastly, in Miss Nikki's math, third graders are beginning to work on decimals, and the second graders are starting geometry using lines and line segments. Mr. Keith's class is making great project with the beading projects. Mary Ann Dagoon, Tribal History Preservation Officer and Director of the Grand Portage Museum Project, has been coming once a week to teach the beadwork with Mr. Keith's class. The class is not only enjoying the hands-on with the beads, but also the ability to create their own patterns using simple graph paper as a template. In reading, Mr. Keith's class is learning what adverbs are and using adverbs in their writing. They are also participating daily in deer time. Deer stands for drop everything and read. So during deer time, they are able to read quiet and focused with their own books for 15 minutes. In math, Mr. Keith's class is working on the measuring the volume of a prism and partial quotients of rectangles. They are also beginning to measure the areas of triangles and parallelograms. As the sixth grade continues to work on the public art project artwork, Miss Bell is measuring the art for framing and mats to prepare the artwork for presentation at the exhibit. If you or someone you know have frames you could donate, please call Miss Bell at Oski Ogamog to discuss what sizes we need and make arrangements for pickup or delivery. The student artwork should be completed by May 1st. Also completed this time will be a one-page student statement. The statement will address the content, style, medium, and size of the student's artwork in a manifesto style.
Ojibwe instructor Tom has been working on pictures of the turtle and how its shell reflects on the Anishinaabe seasons, including days and months.
School will be closed for students and staff for the upcoming spring break, starting on March 30th and ending on April 5th.
So that's our school news. For this week, Indigenous Cars, Christina James, Indunjabag Getchi Onegaming.
And Indigenous Cars, Jack, Indunjabag Getchi Onegaming. We hope you tune in to WTIP next week for the Oski Ogamog Charter School Weekly Update.
Miigwech.